They sure did, especially down south of here in Plaquemines Parish, about 20 miles outside of New Orleans. That's where we had water coming over the tops of some canal levees and spilling down into neighborhoods. About 100 homes and businesses were flooded. There were rescues yesterday, and they'll be back out there today to make sure everybody got out. Now the problem becomes that as the storm has moved to the north and now it's pulling the wind in the opposite direction, the flooding could be on the other side of those same canals in Plaquemines Parish. They'll be out there today to possibly punch a couple of holes in the levees there to drain them out into uninhabited areas and relieve some of the pressure. Other communities also are dealing with the rising rivers that are going on, even though the storm has been downgraded from a hurricane and is moving out of this area, Greg.
I saw this morning that a river was actually flowing in the wrong direction for 24 hours because of that storm surge.
Yeah, the surge is the major problem here, and that is simply illustrates the power of that phenomenon. So you deal with all sorts of things with storms like this, Manda. First the wind, the rain, and then the storm surge, which can cause some really unusual and dangerous circumstances.
What's the current situation right now in New Orleans? Is it still the storm still blowing hard?
No, it's not, but it is still raining here. The city of New Orleans yesterday, as of yesterday morning, had set a new record for its August rainfall. Never has an August been this wet in the city of New Orleans. It had been raining for a couple of weeks before Isaac came in here. But now looking out onto Canal Street, you know, the palm trees that run down the middle alongside the streetcar tracks are vertical. I mean, they're not blowing at all right now, but it is still rainy somewhat, and clouds are racing across the sky. Still evidence of Isaac as it heads north of here.